I'm here in Oslo with Hajin Barzingi, who was one of the survivors from the island, talking about her experiences. When you heard the first gunshots last week, what did you think? What went through your mind, and what did you do next?
I thought that there was someone playing outside with balloons and something. I didn't know. I was on the phone with my sister and tried to tell her about the bombs in Oslo. And then I heard more shots, and people ran into the room that I was, crying and scared and shooting out that there was someone outside shooting. And still I didn't believe it. I thought this is just a joke. But then the shooting came closer and closer, and then I understood, okay, I have to find my sister and brother and find somewhere to hide. I went to the last place I saw them too, but they weren't there, so I thought they had hid themselves somewhere, so I should do. So I ran into the toilets and hide myself with three other people.
Eventually you made your way to the water, didn't you? Your sister made her way to the water. She had to swim.
Yes.
How did you hide the whole time? Did you try to escape? Did you see the gunman at all?
I didn't see the man. I was in a toilet, 1 quadrat meters, I think you call it, with three other people. The walls were sweating, the toilet was sweating, we were sweating, but I was freezing and my body was sweating. But I had many thoughts of running outside, look after them, or running outside, find a better place to hide, because he could come anytime and just shoot at the door and he would hit all of us.
You lost friends on the island. Tell me what you'd like people to know about your friends who died.
I like everyone to know about my friends. They all had different meanings in politics. One of them that I got married to, he doesn't want...
Just in the game, though.
Yes, just in the game. He doesn't want Norway to make a hole in the water in north to find oil.
So these were young people who were very engaged in politics as well and learning how to live in a very democratic society.
Yes.
The Prime Minister says that Norway will respond to violence with more openness and more democracy. Your family originally came here from Kurdistan.
Mm.
Is this a safe place for people to come?
It absolutely is. This is just one thing, and everyone can see how it's going well with Norway, even though something so tragedy happened. But Norway is definitely a safe place to be. It's a good place to be, and we have better health care than any other place in the world. And the government is paying everything for us, psychologists and everything.
And just finally, what do you think of Anders Breivik? Do you think about him at all? How do you feel about what he did?
I don't want to think about him. What he did was wasn't something... I'm trying to not think about it because he wants attention and he's not going to get my attention.
Hajin, thank you very much for talking with me. You and your family have an incredible story, and you were very brave, and we're very sorry for your loss. Thank you very much.
Thank you.